We're into Nobel Prize season, and the first prize was for physiology or medicine, went to three US-born scientists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael Young, and they won the prize for the discoveries of molecular mechanisms controlling our biological clocks. Dr. Alison Bentley is a sleep clinician. Hello, Alison.
How's it? Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, you
sound. Okay, cool.
You sounded very cheerful. Is that because the area of research that you do has been rewarded with a Nobel Prize?
Yes, finally we are a real science. It's fantastic.
What did these three do? What did they discover?
Well, you know, we've kind of known for a long time that we run on a 24-hour clock, that we sleep at night and we wake during the day, and if you disturb that, we feel a little groggy. But for a long time, it was believed that that was set by light and dark. So because the sun rises and the sun sets, you know, in the same kind of cycle, that that's what controls it. But what these three guys did was show in the fruit fly, in fact, that actually there's a gene that controls this. So even if you put us in on Mars, where obviously night and day is different, our bodies would still run on about a 24-hour clock. That's what they showed. And they showed it quite a while ago. And they call it the clock gene, for obvious reasons. And basically what it says is that our bodies are controlled genetically to actually live on this planet, if that makes sense. So the planet suits us.
And, I mean, quite often the prizes, more for the sciences than for economics and even for literature sometimes, goes back quite a long time. When did they do this work?
I'm not sure, but certainly around the 70s, 80s, people were going, you know, it's not just light and dark. It's actually, there's something inbuilt in us. But the gene, actually finding the gene for it, obviously came up with a whole, when everyone else was looking for genes for particular things. And it wasn't just about the Mendelian kind of genes, but much more about our innate genes that we have as a species. And this is not, but this is not species driven. I mean, as I said, fruit flies have the gene. So basically, every mammal has the gene, and also a lot of vegetation has the gene as well. So we know that sunflowers, for example, are very different, you know, are very different during the day as they are at night. So this gene is kind of ubiquitous for everything.
And the obvious thing about that 24-hour clock is it explains why when one flies to Sydney or to New York or to Tokyo, one has difficulty adjusting to the night and day situation there.
Yeah, so exactly. So the thing is that when you do, so Perth is the easiest one to calculate because it's 6 hours exactly from our time. But so when you fly to Perth, your day has contracted to 18 hours, and whatever the time is in Perth, you are 6 hours behind that time, or ahead of that time, in fact. So when it's midnight in Perth, it's kind of 6 a.m. in your body. So your body's at 6 a.m., which explains why your sleep can come back. So sleep-wake comes back quite quickly, in fact. But all the other biological rhythms, so it's not just sleep and wake that are controlled by this 24-hour clock. In fact, the one that young mothers are most intensely interested in is the gut rhythm, which kicks in at about 4 months of age. And babies, so their gut rests at night, and so they no longer need to feed and start sleeping through at about that kind of time. So our gut is on a rhythm. Our heart is on a rhythm. Everything that we know is on a rhythm because, of course, every single tissue that we have has this clock gene in it.
Yeah. And the fact that we know this, and this discovery, the gene, the clock gene, was discovered perhaps three decades ago. What's happened in the science then to allow us to better adjust to a situation where, for whatever reason, those rhythms are thrown out of rhythm?
Well, the important thing is that we can't really adjust. So, and so it explains why for night shift workers, for example, they never really adjust. Their bodies never go on a complete night shift because it's genetic. So the important thing about the discovery was that actually you can't necessarily adjust it because it's genetic. It's in our genes. It's biological. So you can adjust to jet lag, for example, but it takes you 6 or 7 days. So the theory kind of works that it takes a day per hour of time zone change to actually get back into that time zone. So if light and dark changes, then you can adjust. But if you're working night shift, you're unlikely to adjust, often ever. People never adjust.
Yeah, I did morning radio for quite a long time, for several years, and I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning, and people used to ask me, how do you adjust? And I said, you don't. All you do is you learn to live tired, because that
Exactly. And the day you don't have to wake up at 3:30, you sleep through till 6:30, so it's almost... It's your body's kind of going, oh, finally, he got the plot. You know, I'm not designed to get up at 3:30.
And with genetic engineering and gene shaping and all of those things, which are ever closer to us, we are able technically to do things that we are morally and ethically and sociologically not ready for. And I mean, I don't know how close we are to being able to go in and change the chemist, change the genetics of that gene. I don't know what the terminology would be. But I mean, are people looking into that sort of thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I think there are, you know, people who have abnormalities in that gene, but I mean, they're very few and far between, because light and dark is such a strong signal to actually keep, and it works with the genetic makeup. But for example, we know that in blind people who don't have the light and dark signaling available to them, their clock tends to run what we call free running. So it's not set on 24 hours. So even though we have a gene for it, we actually are quite tied into this light and dark connection, so that if we don't have that, the gene tends to run, the body tends to run around a bit and is not stuck with this gene thing. The important thing about it is that there is a genetic tendency for 24 hours. There is a clock gene. I don't know that we'd want to manipulate it because it works. We might want to manipulate it if we move to Mars or to somewhere else that doesn't have a 24-hour rhythm. Then it might be worthwhile. But otherwise, we just live tired, you know, if we don't work with the gene.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Dr. Alison Bentley, a sleep clinician, explaining the work done by the US-born scientists Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbash, and Michael Young in winning the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. Thomas Perlman, the secretary at the Karolinska Institute Nobel Committee, described the reaction of Rosbash when first informed of the award. He was silent, and then he said, "You are kidding me." "Yes, that is what I do. All year I phone people and tell them they have won Nobel Prizes. This is my joking of the year." Ha ha ha. Sorry.